Man is. My name is Ed, and I will be in control. Please check in using the hesitation method, stating this is. Then let the carrier drop until you hear the beep sound. Then give your call sign and with or without information. Well, if you have information, indicate you do. The net wishes to thank Steve, WB2WAK, for the use of the repeater. At this time, any stations that would like to check in, please come now.
Still not making it.
Let's stand by one additional time.
This is Kilo Charlie 2, Bravo Hotel, Papa Tom, no traffic.
KC2AYC, okay, Tom, KC2BHP, recognize that other station, your transmission's just not coming through. I hear you barely breaking the repeater. Don't hear any voice audio whatsoever. Try changing your location or picking up the power. We'll take a standby shortly again to see if you rectified that. Otherwise, you just might be too far away from the machine. All right, I'd like to say good evening to everybody. Thank everybody for checking in. Just a couple of brief items. The meeting last week at Fuddruckers in Westbury seemed to be a success. Off the top of my head, I'm going to say we had about 10 people there, and who all had a good time. And let's see. With that, after... Well, I don't like to give out my info at the top of the net, so let's go over to Steve, KC2AMF, who had said he had some traffic.
Hey, thanks a lot. Good evening, Matt. The traffic I would like to pass on is that the Civil Air Patrol, the FBI, and some other government agencies moving up to a 600 megahertz power station using a digital encryption radio. So anyone who listens to any government communications to be the amateur band might be interested in seeing or not hearing any traffic. So with that, I'll get back to the control room.
Okay, Steve, that was interesting. I got most of it, missed some of it. If I remember right, you're working off of a VX5. I don't know your location, but you just may be just a little bit underpowered to hold the machine, DFQ. If it's possible to hook up that radio to an outdoor antenna or a mag mount antenna, that might work a little better than, say, the rubber duck. You might want to try that. Just, I got the fact that you said various agencies are going to a 600 megahertz digital trunk system. I heard you mention the FBI. Can you try again with the rest of those agencies?
Yes, sir. I just increased my power, the full, on this radio, which you were right, I am using the VX5. So far what I hear, it's going to be the Civil Air Patrol and the Federal Bureau of Investigation and a few other organizations which are not to be mentioned, but you probably catch the drift. So with that, I hope I'm making the repeater, and I'm going to look up an external antenna, so please bear with me.
Hey Steve, the increase to full power took care of greatly improved your signal by like 60%, 70%. All right, that's interesting. And you said that was 600 in the 600 megahertz band?
Yes, it sounded a little odd to me at first, too, because 600 megahertz, to my knowledge, is set aside for some TV stations. Now, I don't know if anyone on the net tonight is familiar with that they're trying to take away most of that spectrum to be used by public safety and whatnot. So, most possibly, some of that is going to be going towards the government.
Okay, it's interesting. Thanks for passing that information, and we'll see what we can dig up in the future, so stay tuned. As far as the Civil Air Patrol, I wonder what function they're gonna use that system, because I know a lot of the airplanes that work with them pretty much on a nationwide basis, a lot of the equipment is owned by individuals that operate on just above the ham bands there on VHF high. So I can't imagine using a trunk system in an airplane, but maybe for ground support they'll be using it.
I think you're probably right about that one, considering that the 600 megahertz frequency in an airplane with digital encryption and possibly trunk would be a little odd to put in an airplane. So, well, I guess they probably would be using it as ground control, but I'm mostly definitely sure that you can see some digital kinds of information flying up in the 600 megahertz. So you might just want to program that into a scanner or whatnot and just see what you're going to do. I don't think any of it's going to be in the clear, though.
Okay, thanks for passing that information. Next up on the check-in list was Richie N2WJL. Rich, if you're still out there, we got a ham fest coming up June 13th, correct?
Are you sure that I have it? Absolutely, June 13th, Sunday, at Briarcliff College. And for those Limewalk members, we'll be taking names at the next Limewalk meeting. And for those of you who are not Limewalk members, we do have spaces and tables. Actually, excuse me, spaces for tailgating. And as we all know, Limewalk is still the primo event of the year around this area. So, looking forward to seeing you all down there. And thank you for letting me put in the plug. It's WJL.
And rumor has it, if you look around long enough, you can find somebody selling a really cool scanner stand. And J-Pole antennas, but I don't know, it's just a rumor.
I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Hamfest. That's WJL.
Okay, thanks, Richie. It's KC2AYC in the net. Next up was Art, N2AH. Art, I didn't know if you had anything for this evening. Alright, maybe Art stepped away. We'll come back later. Alright, at this time, let's stand by for any additional check-ins. Okay, hearing nothing, N2VRA will be up next, but I'll give him a break for a moment. Just want to pick up on something that, the topic that was actually brought up by N2VRA. Those of you that are listening out there who have been listeners going back to the old days when Ed Hess ran the net, Ed ran a segmented net, and Frank has suggested that we go back to that format to kind of move the net along and make it a little more interesting. I didn't implement it this week because I thought it would be a little too confusing. Ed would take check-ins, and then he had certain topics like scanner information, so anybody with any scanner frequencies. Then he would have shortwave and AMBX frequency information. Then he had, product information or technical topics, and then meetings and upcoming events. And to add to that, we would also We're going to open the net up to discussions on amateur radio, which has always been shied away from that because there's other forums. But we realize that there's a lot of people out there that listen to the scanner net that want to get on the air. And so, in essence, we're not opening it up for discussion of, you know, what the ARRL is doing as far as restructuring or stuff like that. But if you want to find out about how to get on the air, we'll put you in the right direction. Or if you want to learn how to upgrade, we'll send you where you need to go. But basically, we're going to open it up to more or less product information and setting up your shack. These days, between various radios and the capabilities of radios, equipment is kind of intertwined together, and you know, most people who have a ham shack have a scan TV, and or if you've got a scanner shack, if that's what you want to call it, you may have a ham radio in it. So we'll open up discussions about amateur radio equipment. Alright, so we'll look for that new format, or a return of the old format next week. And also, just want to start to get the word out now. As you know, those of you that have been listening for the last month or two, I've got a lot of other commitments on Tuesday nights. So I sent out, I actually saw Steve last week, but I sent out an email to Steve, W2WAK, asking him if the repeater was available for our use on Thursday nights. Monday nights didn't seem to work when we tried it a couple of weeks ago. And we discussed this at the meeting with those that were in attendance, as well as on the ScanCom list. And we got approval from Steve that we do have the repeater available to us Thursday nights. So probably about a month from now, we'll make the move over to Thursdays. There will be a net next Tuesday on this frequency. And then we may go on a couple of week hiatus while and take care of some obligations. And then when we come back after the Easter Passover time, we will be on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock. Alright, having said all that, let's move over to Frank, N2VRA, who had a little product information.
KC2AYC, N2VRA, good evening, Ed, to the net. Also, in addition to the format, we'd like to start up with the swap. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. The swap and shop section, which could be scanner-related or amateur radio-related gear also. And we hope that people that would want to sell some things privately or make a swap would also check into the net for the benefit of all. Drop.
Let me jump in.
The water's fine.
Okay, let's just point, I don't know if you just said this, but let's limit the swap and shop to scanners and shortwave radios and AMDX radios. I don't know, do you think we want to include amateur gear? I mean, there are amateur swap and shops, but we definitely don't want people selling bicycles and chainsaws and stuff like that.
One mower for sale into WWM.
Okay, let me turn it back to Frank since he had the floor. He can comment on that. BZB, I heard you. We'll get to you shortly.
All right, thank you, Mr. Ed. Well, you know, with the season coming along, and I've got grass to cut out here, I don't see why we can't have lawnmowers on the swap and shop, and I'm only kidding. But your scanners and, you know, I don't see anything wrong with some ham equipment, you know, 2-meter transceivers and stuff that have wideband receive. We get into that stuff with the scanners being allowed in the cars and all that nonsense. But as we know, most of the rigs, who have wideband receive. So when they're not talking, they're listening. So I just thought that certain amateur equipment would be appropriate for the net with the swap and chop, excluding lawnmowers. Ed?
Okay, very good, good caveat. Let me pick up the MPD and then Joe, turn it back to Frank.
C2AYC, K2B, ZB. Actually, I just wanted to agree with Frank, the exact reason he mentioned, in fact, some of the more basic amateur equipment. I don't really think we're going to have anyone here trying to sell a HF rig, but definitely the 2 meter dual band equipment probably interests a lot of people. You know, we have a lot of people, I think, like myself, that kind of start out here, and yeah, the other nets appeared a bit more for maybe a more experienced band, but for people starting out, and I think we have a lot of those people in the audience that want to start out, I think it's a good idea. So, Frank, I agree with you. How do you like that? Back to you.
Oh, thank you, Joe. I hope the wife is feeling better also. Did Curtis have a comment, or is he just lurking?
Chris, do you have a comment, or are you lurking?
I have something. Get back to me a little bit later. I always use one mower, you know, to cut the grass on field day. Back to the WW.
Do I have it?
Yeah, I don't know if there's another station trying to get in and out, but I can't pick it up, so you have it.
I'll take a standby here for a few seconds. There's another station that wants to check in. Please come now.
B2YOST, checking in, late checking.
AC2. Late checking for the roll info.
Recognize KP and KC.
Ed, you doubled with something out there. You want to repeat those stations again, please?
Okay, the second one is a KC2 EDC.
Okay, I believe those calls are correct. Let me see if I have it.
You've got it.
Okay, thank you. Just a couple of things I just want to bring up. I was in Kmart the other day. For those interested in picking up a pair of family radios, they have a sale going on, which is pretty good. The Cobra Micro Talk, which is a half a watt output, each radio. Two channels. They use FRS channel 2 and channel 8. And it has a courtesy tone. Pretty interesting radio. Get a load of this. $2 for $58. That's right. $2 for $58. And they're in a package of two, sold that way. That's at Kmart this week. And they're purple, if that makes any difference. And they come with a wristband. Pretty nice stuff. Half a watt. Use 4 AA's. A good buy. Drop. Okay, now that everybody's running over to Kmart. There's something interesting with the Motorola Spirit radios, the new radios that are coming out. They changed some of the frequencies that they normally come with, and of course they can run on any of them. The user can change them, but most of the users don't usually change them. They get the radios and they talk on them once they apply for their license, hopefully. And the 2-watt VHF radios, the channels that they're using are, again, the old favorite, blue. These are the factory installed channels, 154.570 and 154.600. That's the two-channel radios. In the four-channel radio, they're using those same two frequencies, 154.570 and 154.6, in addition to the red dot, which is 151.625, and the purple dot, which is 151.955. And those are definitely frequencies to put into your scanner when you go to the mall area. Drop. And 2VRA. There's lots of activity on them. Also, what's becoming very popular is the 2-watt version, which is a UHF version. And they're available three ways, with one channel, two channels, or four channels. And basically, the frequencies they use in here, they switched over. They have a couple of different ones now. I guess the original pre-programmed channels were getting kind of crowded, so they're giving a little selection here. But these can also be changed to any of the allocated frequencies, dots, stars, etc. But the four that they're using right now that are factory installed are the yellow dot, which is 464.550. 464.550, the blue star, this is a new one, blue star, 467.925, 467.925, the silver star, that's not a train, 467.850, 467.850, and gold star, 467.875, and silver star and gold star, these are a couple of frequencies that I've never heard anything on them. But now with these new radios coming out, with them factory installed, I would expect to see, in a little while, some activity on these. So these were previously pretty quiet. So you might want to give those a shot. Drop. Okay. Let's see, one other item. The paramedics. You're on the Suffolk County Trunk System, fleet code 1280. Fleet code 1280. They're in operation from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily. And you won't hear them after 6 p.m. unless there's a MCI, a mass casualty incident, heaven forbid, or before 6 a.m. But they're out on those hours to complement the volunteers that are at their normal working jobs. So they're on during the day. Don't try and hear them at night because usually won't. And that's about it, Mr. Ed. We had a good meeting last week. It was very nice to see some people. The food was good. And a good exchange of information. So the meetings are fun. Definitely a good time. H2AYC and Annette and 2VRA.
N2VRA, KC2AYC in the net. Very good. Good information, Frank. Yes, food was good. We got some interesting items down there, like ostrich and buffalo burgers. Just like to point out, for those of you that may not be interested in having a dinner, you probably get a cup of coffee, and they have some cookies for 50 cents and pie. And we had kind of like our own party room. Not that it was our own room, but there was no one else in it. So it was nice. The music was a little loud. But another thing being discussed, and I'll say it over the air, seems that Suffolk County meetings at Hooters were always well attended, and a couple of the guys from Suffolk County mentioned an interest. We bring that up again maybe once every few months. So those of you out there in Suffolk, if you have any interest in attending the meeting at Hooters in Islandia, let me know either on the net or by email. Email me at kc2ayc@arrl.net, American Radio Relay League.net. And also, if you got any questions for the net, if you're listening with a scanner and you can't get on the air, or if you're out of range of the repeater, feel free to email me with your questions or comments for that.
VRA with a sports update.
Go ahead, VRA.
Pittsburgh at Yankees down in Tampa. 6-0, fourth inning, Yanks.
Okay, very good. I've been online while Frank was talking. Saw Rich KG2ED online, and I believe he'll be coming on the air shortly. At this time, let me stand by if there are any additional check-ins. Okay, hearing nothing. To pick up where we left off at the meeting last week, after the meeting, well, while we were at the meeting, this poor building in Long Beach was in the process of burning down. And Joe and I happened to pass by that way on the way home and monitored communications on the usual suspects, 46.200. Didn't have any other frequencies on hand, but there were quite a number of fire departments, and I'm sure all the usual suspects on the Long Beach, in Nassau County rather, all of these various mutual aid companies that would aid Long Beach probably had their UHF HDs going as well. Someone on the SCANCOM list today had asked me if I have a comprehensive list of all of the Nassau County fire departments and their fire ground frequencies. It just so happened several meetings ago, Morris, his call sign escapes me at this time, but Morris had given me a list over at the Nathan, and hi there, Paul. Paul KC2EDY is listening. Him and Keith are in the SCANCOM get to that in a moment. Anyway, if you'd like a photocopy of this list Morris gave me, just send me a request with, let's say, two or three loose stamps. I don't need an envelope. I've got a whole case of big manila envelopes here I picked up at Staples. Wouldn't fit in a business size envelope anyway. And send me a few stamps to cover the postage, and I'll be more than happy to shell out for the photocopy. So if anybody needs a list of the Nassau County fire ground frequencies, mail me a request. My name is Ed E.D. P.O. Box 308, Cedarhurst, Cedarhurst, New York, 11516. Okay, picking up with local fires, Sunday, there was a pretty big fire in Woodmere on Long Acre Avenue, which I could have walked to. It's literally two blocks away, except I would have needed to swim across the little channel behind the house. But there's mutual aid from Inwood, Lawrence Cedarhurst, Hewlett, and I believe Valley Stream. 46.200 is busy. I didn't monitor anything on the UHF side for Woodmere. However, I did hear them say switch over to channel 4. And I have no idea what channel 4 is. If anybody in the 3rd Battalion happens to be monitoring, if you know what channel 4 is, please let me know.
Oh, but I have an additional...
Okay, let's send it over to KC2, rather, N2WWM.
WWM, also, LIPA, 158.22, 158.22, sending a truck over there, to the scene, for that, on Sunday. Another interesting. They also, Viper was also down at the, that frequency was also busy, during the Long Beach operation, too. And, as well as Long Beach PD. Very active. Everything was in the clear on Long Beach PD. Back to that WWM. And also,
Also, the following day, it was still down at 55 Monroe, guarding the building. And about 1:30, the fire department saw left, and they took over operation. Fire command was, I think, the last to clean up at the scene. The fire communication, ground communication, and Nassau County truck. They were down there on post. And I think they were there until about 2 o'clock, 15, until they pulled out. Back to net, 2WWM.
Trying to check in. Can you try one more time? You weren't quite making the repeater. If you are in Queens or Western Nassau, you may want to try a 114.8 TL. If you're in Eastern Nassau or Suffolk, use a 136.5 PL.
This is K2ED. Good evening, Ed.
Okay, Rich, was that you 30 seconds ago?
Could have been. I'm driving. I'm mobile. I got to go to the store, and I'm almost there. Anyway, I'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay, it must have been you. Good evening, Rich. Nice to hear you.
2XOJ.
Okay. N2XOJ. Good evening.
Good evening, Ed. How are you? You and the net. I have a query for the net at some time that's convenient to you guys.
Okay. Stand by. Let me just run through the list. I think I had one other person with some info who's been waiting patiently. Okay, Curtis, N2WWM. You're next on the list. Are you ready to give your info yet, or should I pick up a couple of the other guys?
I'm ready. I'll give you some Baltimore, Maryland repeater frequencies.
Yeah, 420 and 510.
You want them? WWM.
Okay, hold off on the Baltimore, Maryland stuff for later. And New York City. Is there another station doubling with you?
Further in the back seat.
Evidently, I doubled with somebody.
Oh, I'm a little bit.
Ed.
Boom.
Okay, let's pick up KC. Let's pick up KC2 EEC.
National Weather Service is this Thursday at 10 a.m. is going to do an emergency test to the weather alert system that was announced. They did one today at 2 o'clock, but I wasn't here to catch it. So if you got a weather alert radio and you want to check it out and make sure that the alert is functioning correctly, you know, if you can't be there, set it up with a tape recorder, voice activated or something, or, well, really, you can't do that because the thing will be talking until that time. That's pretty dopey. Oh, well, if you're not there at 10 a.m. on Thursday, you're going to miss it. But if you are, you can test your radio out because there will be a emergency signal broadcast.
Lane.
Very good on that info for Thursday. KC2AYC in the chat. All right. Let's go over to Alec, N2XOJ, who had a query.
We turn on the back with glasses. That's named Dana. That's a loser.
Up until about
the name Camden.
Camden City Fire Department had a frequency that
Dan Levy
for 04. That has been changed. The question is to what
bothers you?
At the circus train movement today, I was talking to a couple of them. They did not know the frequency to which it has been changed, but does anyone know on frequency on this net?
W1DNCRZY.
VRA.
VRA. Garden City, good question.
Alex, are you referring to the communications with the animals there?
Crazy!
Oh, I'm referring to the communications with the animals we took care of on one of the channels of the Long Island Railroad. I'm talking about the Garden City Fire Department as a new fire frequency. Previously, it was 154.04. It has been changed. To what has it been changed is my question.
Okay, Alex, all right, I'll disregard my past comments. All right, now I can't help you with that one, Ed.
Okay, sorry I can't help you either, but I will send out an email to New York City Long Island expert Warren and see what he comes up with.
And for Frank's information, the frequency for the circus train was 161.535 today. Quite a trip. And to XOJ back to that.
Ed, let me see if I have it for a second. Yeah, 161.535. Isn't that the... That frequency sounds very familiar. Isn't that the frequency they use for signal and gate repair?
Believe it is, but today they were using it for the circus train, which was known as train 170.
Okay, good, Alex. Very good information. I have a list of some Nassau County stuff recently updated. It's in the car of all places. I'm going to run out and get it and see if there's anything on there for Garden City. I'll be away from the radio about 5 minutes. If I have something, I'll break in there. Ed, go ahead.
Okay, did you say they were using 161.535 for the circus train?
With all the... I should give you a little background. To assemble the train takes some time because, of course, it's in the yard in five or six component pieces. But they ran into coupling trouble and brake line trouble and had to rearrange some of the cars. Did an incredible amount of switching back and forth in the tracks leading to the Mineola Garden City freight yard where the train had been parked for the week while the circus was in progress. And during all that time, they were using 161.535. Obviously, when they hit the main line on the trip, they went to 160.380.
Okay, Alec, very interesting, and I'm kind of sorry I missed getting down there to snap a picture. I saw it last week, and I tell you, I'm more convinced that I'm going to have to keep a camera in the car between that fire. You're just never going to be in the right... You're always going to be there and not have the camera unless you got the camera in the car. You can't run home and get it. But I'd love to get a picture of the circus train.
That 535 frequency, I have it as road channel 4.
Previously we're on 154.04. They are no longer on 154.04. In fact, they were instructed to turn all their equipment in on 154.04 and pick up new equipment. They have the new equipment. No one knows what frequency it's operating on.
WWM. Okay, Alec, I'll, Curtis, you're recognized. I will look into that. Let's send it over to N2WWM.
Okay, I'm looking at police call, page 117. Allocated frequency for Garden City. Say their fire ground is 153.845. They also have a frequency of 153.9200. That one over. 154.085. You want to try that one. 154.8150. 154.8150. And that's all I have here. So we want to check those others out. If they switched over there, otherwise they might have went to high band. Back to net, 2WWM.
Okay. Yeah, I wonder if they went to the trunk system. That would be interesting. But I would doubt it. Alec, I'll put a few emails out there and see what I can come up with by next week. In fact, a friend of mine who I better start keeping him anonymous, but I email with him on a regular basis. He's soon to be sworn in as, I'll keep the department anonymous too. Let's just say a North Shore, he's going to be sworn in as a chief in one of the North Shore departments. So I'm sure he can locate it for me. He's an assistant chief now. But one of my better sources of info. I'll send him an email as well tonight.
Another way, and that is, they do a communications check every morning at 8 o'clock, 7 days a week. Go down and stand outside the firehouse with a frequency counter. We'll know what it is real quick.
Well, that's a possibility. VRA, I heard you in there. That's a possibility. Maybe one day next week. I'll go out there with my scout. See what I find. Would be more convenient if they do a 12 noon whistle, but if it's 8 o'clock, it's 8 o'clock. Now let's pick up N2VRA.
Yeah, very good. Thank you, Ed. I don't mean to be redundant, but I just came in and I caught Curtis's last comment there. The list that I have over here, I don't know if he gave this out or not, but basically 154.04 with a PL of 186.2. That's the dispatch, and the operational frequency is 154.04 and also 46.32. And fireground frequency is 153.89. And there is something listed over here also with the Nassau County 800 megahertz trunk system. Firecom is listed on here. Hazmat, Sheriff's Department, DGS, I don't know what DGS is, DPW, and County Executive is listed under the Nassau County 800 trunk system. Ed?
Okay, Frank, thanks for that info. KC2AYC in the net. All right, I didn't mean to skip over these two gentlemen, just I picked on people that I know had strong signal for logistics reasons. But next up on the list, we had Steve, KB2YOS. Steve-O is wondering if you had any traffic. Okay, it appears we lost YLS. Then there was another station who did say he had traffic, and I believe the call was KC2EEC. Are you still with us?
This is station KC2EEC. Ed, just for your point of information, in the upcoming year or so, you'll be seeing new EMS staff cars, new battalion chief cars in the FDNY. The unique part about them is that they will both, that the cars will have both the VHF frequencies for the fire department and the UHF frequencies for EMS. When they need to assign it to EMS, they will be using the, of course, the UHF, and when they are using it for the fireside, they will be using the VHF, which will make them interchangeable. The other part about it is that, you know, it gives that flexibility of having the cars available to be reassigned. Also in the planning works for the next fiscal year or so will be a new field conference. Back to Ned.
KC2AYC in the next. Wow, thanks for that info. That is really interesting. I wonder if you have any information on the trunk system. I know EMS has gone back to UHF. What are they doing with that trunk system they started to implement for fire department system over? I haven't listened to it in well over a year. Last I heard, some of the bosses were using it. Is there any plans for that, or is that pretty much going to be scrapped?
Well, Ed, from what I understand, the trunk system, you know, they're still having their problems with, you know, everything. The marshals, the FDNY brass and everything, of course, are on the city's 800 trunk system. But as far as FDNY or EMS in the near future, any plans or basically are going to be on hold right now. Some of the things that they're working on, of course, trying to adapt the EMS into the FD. They're still working on that. Some of the things, some of the problems that they're having are the differences in the TEN codes, for example. So once they, I think, get that straightened out, but I don't foresee a trunk system in the FDNY or EMS and in their future. Back to that.
Okay, very good. Just clarify your call again. Was that KC2 Echo Echo Charlie?
Kilo Charlie 2 Echo Echo Charlie. KC2EEC.
Okay, well, I believe this is the first time I've spoken with you, if you've checked in and previously, and I'm having a memory lapse, forgive me, but hope you'll check in the future. Again, we'll be here next Tuesday, and then we're going to go on a short break for the Easter Passover season, and then when we come back, we'll be on Thursday evenings. I don't know if you're available, but thanks for that information. A lot of great information. And I hope you will check in again sometime.
Will do. This is KC2EEC clear.
Very good. Okay. At this time, I'll stand by for any additional stations that would like to check in. Okay, just to reiterate for the people who have checked in late, We will be on the air next Tuesday at this time. And then we got the word from Steve, WB2WAK, that the repeater is available for our use on Thursday evenings. And as I've been stressing the last month or two, I've got some other things that I want to start doing on Tuesday nights. Or ham radio, mostly ham radio related. Just a lot of meetings seem to be held on Tuesday nights for different organizations that I'm involved with. So, with that being said, probably in 3 or 4 weeks, if you don't find us on Tuesday, just check us out on Thursday at 8 o'clock on this repeater. If you'd like to email us, you can email me at kc2ayc@arrl.net. All right, a couple other things. Curtis N2WWM, I have not forgot you. Let me just run through a list of stuff I've prepared and we'll get back to you shortly. Just some things came up. Keith sent me a link, he actually sent it on the ScanCom list, on Uniden's actual webpage. They now have the Bearcat 245 XLT Trump Tracker on their webpage with a picture. It looks just like the 235 Trump Tracker. The website is www.uniden.com/docs/product/PRODUCT/PR-detail, all one word, Papa Romeo Delta Echo Tango Alpha India Lima .CFM, Charlie Frank Mike ? Product PRODUCT. This is all one word from the PRDetail.CFM ? Product equals, then in capital letters, BCT, Bravo Charlie Tango, 245 X-Ray Lima Tom XLT. If you missed it, just send me an email and I'll email you the link. But it's kind of neat that it's on their page. New 300 channel programmable handheld scanner with smart scanner technology. I believe the smart scanner technology allows you to download frequencies via your telephone off from Uniden. I'm not sure about that, but I think that's what that was. Trunk lockout, trunk delay, trunk scan and search, cloning capability, computer interface, 12 bands including aircraft and 800 megahertz, pre-programmed service search, 300 channelables, rechargeable NICAD. Interestingly enough, they don't really go into detail on what trunk systems it covers. Okay, the online owner's manual is currently unavailable. I'm just navigating. Let's see, repair and return information. They're saying you can buy a hard copy. This is interesting. I mean, I'm not sure if this product is released yet. I don't think it is, but this is real interesting. Alright, the other thing I wanted to give out, I will give out after Curtis gives his info. So, let's, I do want to say hello to Paul, KC2EDY, and Keith. Let's go over to Curtis N2WWM at this point.
Thank you, WWM. I know a few of you guys may not have checked in or maybe going down to the Baltimore area. I got a couple audience 2 meter frequencies. Some repeaters that may want to work down there. I understand maybe a little crowded down there, but at least you'll have a a head start. Some people don't know about these frequencies when they're down there. You want to keep a little list, cheat sheet in your wallet so you can go to any one of these particular frequencies while you're down at the Maryland Ammonium Hempfest this weekend. Give out the 2 meter frequencies first. Basically, they don't use too many PLs down there, so unless I say there's a PL, otherwise there's none. 145.13, 146.67, 146.70, 146.76, 146.895, 147.03, positive, 147.24, 147.285. Drop. Well, 440. I'm not moving too fast. 443. These are all 443. This is positive. 35, 40, 55, 70. Next lot, 444.00, positive. Next is 444.70, positive. Rest are all 449. They're all negative shift. We drop. 449.075, 275.575. And the next two frequencies do have PL. 149.325 has a 107.2. 149.325 has a PL 107.2. Drop. Next frequency, 149.625. 149.625, also with a negative shift, also has a PL of 107.2. Those are Baltimore, Maryland frequencies. I won't get into 220, because I don't think any of you guys have a 220 handheld. I'll keep those for myself. Back to net control to WWM. Ed, and thank you for the mail. I guess you went to the Firematic show. And if you want, I'll give that information out at the end of the net on April 17th. To WWM, back to net control.
And to WWM, KC2AYC in the net. Thanks for that info. Alrighty. We'll see if I can get some Maryland public safety frequencies for any of the bodies that may be going to ammonia, but we'll do that a little later. Let's just get to some other pressing issues here. Get me over my list. Alright, is there anybody else that would like to check in, or is there anybody who checked in that has info that I may have forgotten? Okay, I'm definitely doing too many things at once. Okay. Just checking with Paul, KC2EDY, whether or not there's anybody who would like to say hello from the online room that Keith set up. I just can't juggle between there and Keith's room. I didn't even go into that room yet, so we are going to need an online moderator. I should have asked DZD to do that earlier. Alright. So, we've got this info that James is from Elma, sent in. Believe I went over the frequencies last week.
Of course, now the paper.
I reached for it. Anyway, these were all frequencies he said that were used at the airport. I'll give them out again. They all start with 460 point. 650 675 700 725 750 775 800 825 850 and 875. Again, they all started with 460. Okay. Anyway, believe I gave them out last week. If any of you monitored them, I'd love to hear what you heard. You might want to, when I drop the mic, let me know. I particularly, Friday night and Saturday during the day, I targeted one of these frequencies, 460.700. I narrowed it down to Kennedy Airport only because I heard them talking about the Concorde, and I know the Concorde doesn't land in Islip Lagosta nor LaGuardia. Some fellas on the ScanCom list said where they live, they hear people at MacArthur using that frequency. So Frank, 460.7, give it a listen for a day or two. Let me reset.
BZB?
Okay, BZB. Go ahead.
Okay, just to let you know, I can't get in the AOL chat room because I made the mistake of loading AOL 4.0, so I'm out of commission there. But to help you out, I am in Keith's IRC chat room, so I'll handle any traffic there. Back to you.
Okay. I'm not in the AOL chat room either. I was talking about Keith. We're going to have to stick with one room, which I'm inclined to just use Instant Messenger like we discussed about a month ago.
But
even if you don't have AOL, you can download Instant Messenger for free. It's just too confusing for me to be in three different places at once. Now I'm getting IM by somebody named Chris who wants to say hello. Chris, if you're listening, I'll get to you in a minute. Okay. Anyway, let me pick up on 460.700. Friday night I monitored discussions about Iceland Air. Then Saturday I monitored discussions about the Concorde, and I'm not sure if I was monitoring the British Concorde or the French Concorde, but it seemed to be ramp control operation, and I also heard mention of Hudson. So I'm kind of under the impression there are a lot of airlines over at the airport that don't have their own staff. Of course, the bigger airlines do, but they contract out with different service companies for ramp control and for baggage handling and ticketing and what have you. So I'm wondering if this isn't the case, if this frequency at Kennedy is being used by like Hudson or possibly another agency. Because again, there seems to be more than one user. Then again, I wasn't checking whether they were using different PLs. That's another possibility. I forgot to check the PL. Anyhow, that's what I heard on 460.7. I want to thank James for all those frequencies. I will investigate the rest of them as time permits. All right, let's stand by, see if anybody else wants to respond.
N2ZEI, what a query.
N2ZEI, how are you?
Yeah, I do know for a fact British Airways. Sorry, stand by one.
Okay, Chuck, we'll stand by.
I do know for a fact that British Airways does use Hudson General as their handling agent. I'm not sure about the Air France Concorde, but just want to throw my 2 cents in. And to ZEI, back tonight.
Okay, Chuck. Thanks for that info. I'll do a little more detective work in the next week. How are you? Haven't heard from you in a while. Are you going to the big shindig in Timonium?
Leaving real early Saturday morning. We'll be there for the whole weekend.
Okay. Maybe I'll run into you. I'll be at the Red Roof Inn.
I'm not sure where we're going to be. A friend of mine booked 3 rooms. There's about 8 of us going, so I have a bunch of different vehicles. I'm sure I'll see you there, Ed. It's not that big that we won't run into each other. Okay, I don't want to tie up the net. Just wanted to check in and throw my 2 cents in. And to ZEI.
Okay, Chuck, thanks for clarifying that. So, they call that a handling agent? Is that what you said?
Yeah, they're actually like ground handling agents. There's Hudson General, which used to be part of Allied. And it's Hudson, and then there's still Triangle, I believe. I think Triangle handles a lot of people up at the IAB, like where Air France is. Most of the larger airlines do not handle. Like British Airways will still handle their own cargo, but they will not bring it up to the aircraft. They will handle their own baggage, but they will not load the airplanes. So they have a couple of different weird contracts. That's one reason why I'm no longer employed down there, because of these big changes. Airlines do not want to have people working for them anymore, Ed.
They just want to reap all the profits. All right. Thanks, Chuck.
And to ZEI.
Okay, KC2AY, CNET. Chris, who just emailed me, not emailed me, sent me an instant message, asks, can you please explain what a PL is? So I am going to drop the mic, and I know there is at least one of you who will be willing to answer the question. N2XOJ.
See, Ed became speechless. PL. The PL stands for a private line. It was a terminology that was copyrighted by the Motorola Corporation, Motorola Company, and describes a method whereby a sub-auditable tone of a certain frequency is transmitted. The transmitter transmitting it and the receiver receiving it acknowledge that there is a sub-audible tone, and then and only then is the squelch released and the signal received by the receiver. What it allows, if you will, is many, many different conversations going on the same frequency that we know of, for example, this repeater being 146.5 receive, but with different PLs, the conversations could go on and not be heard as long as the receiver is also looking for the appropriate PL. Now, any individual who did not have the proper equipment would either hear nothing or, in certain cases, would hear just a blur as they would hear virtually every signal being received. That's about the best I can do in 30 seconds. Ed, back to you.
N2XOJ, KC2AYC. Well, Chris says thank you, and that's a great job in 30 seconds. he made a liar out of me. And I see Charlie is online. I guess he didn't, either he's home or he didn't go to his class tonight. So, wonder why he's not joining Lynette. But, let's drop and see if anybody has anything to add. Okay. We, got a request from Paul, KC2EDY, last week. Paul picked up a ICOM PCR-100 at a ham fest about a month ago. And it's a computer-controlled receiver. Pretty much covers soup to nuts. HF, VHF, UHF. I'm going to give out quite a lengthy list of frequencies now. I will go slowly. What these are, they're HF civil aeronautic frequencies. And I will again go very slowly. They're all in upper sideband. Okay, these are the major world air route areas. And I'll pick the one. Let's start. The first one is North Atlantic A, or NAT-A, with stations in Canarias, Gander, New York, Paramaribo, Puerto, Santa Maria, Shanwick. 3016, 8906, 13306, 17946, and it's 3016-5598-8906, 13306, and 17946. North Atlantic B, which covers Gander, Iceland, New York, Santa Maria, Shanwick. 2899-5616-8864-13291 and 17946. North Atlantic C, which has transmitters in Gander, Iceland, and Shanwick. 2872-5649-8879-13306 and again 17946. North Atlantic D, which covers the Arctic, or rather transmitters in the Arctic, Baffin, Bodo, Churchill, Gander, Iceland, and Montreal. 2971-4671-4679-8891-8891-11279-11279-13291-13291-17946-17946. We've got just two more groups to cover concerning the North Atlantic area, and then piecemeal we'll give out the rest of this information over the upcoming weeks. I've got 2 pages worth. Okay, the next one is North Atlantic E, area. 2962, 2962, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662, 662 Finally, North Atlantic F with transmitters in Gander and Shanwick. 3476, 3476, 6622, 6622, 8831, 8831, 11336, 11336, and 13291, 13291. Alrighty, hope you fellas out there copied that. Paul says he did. Tell you what, instead of giving the rest of these out every week, if you send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, anybody out there in the listening audience, with a little note that you want the aeronautical HF frequency list, just send me a self-addressed stamped envelope over to the P.O. Box. Ed, P.O. Box 308, Cedarhurst, New York, 11516. From those of you in the New York area, you'll probably hear some stuff on those. All right. Just thinking if there's anything else. I had a personal question, which I just want to, Chris has one more question. Here's a question concerning the town of Brookhaven's trunk system. What frequencies are they running on? I've got the talk group IDs, but not the frequencies. So let's see if maybe Keith will come up with an answer to that. But, I surely don't know. All right, and my question to the net, Curtis could probably answer this. I'm wondering regarding the Bearcat 350A or the 700A. I've never been a fan of radios like that because I've always, in years past, been a local, kind of like a local scanner, and I would program in the frequencies that I knew I wanted to listen to, and when I traveled, I would research the frequencies of, like, my destination city, you know, and I would program them in a bank. Since I got the Bearcat 235 with the service search feature, I think that might be the way to go in some instances when you're traveling, especially on a long trip. It may just be pick out specific frequencies, but I'm wondering, is there any benefit to purchasing a Bearcat 350A or 700A as opposed to the service search feature on a trunk tracker? So let me stand by and see if anybody wants to respond.
DRA.
Okay. Thanks, Frank. Let me send it over to you.
Are you taking any late check-ins at this time? K2YAW.
Certainly. We'll put you down. Good evening.
All right, Ed. Let me see if I have it, and good evening to Ed. Other Ed out by me over here. How are you? Let me see if I have it. Okay, into VRA. You know, there's no real advantage with the 700A as far as finding frequencies because it you can't scan 800. You know, get stuck on data and all kinds of junk. One of the disadvantages with the 350A and the 700A is that you can do a band search. There's pre-programmed band search feature, but you cannot lock out anything in the band search mode on those radios. Therefore, every 2 minutes, depending upon the kind of antenna you use, if you use an outside antenna, you can sit there and you'll be pressing the search button every 2 seconds, and it'll be locking up on some junk. It's a double conversion radio, keep that in mind. As far as finding new frequencies using the pre-programmed search mode, it's a very effective radio. The 700A does have an advantage in the fact that it does search in the police mode the 800 frequency, which the 358 doesn't. So you might find some data channels, but then it's going to be up to you to find everything else that goes with them. Drop 1 second.
I'm with additional.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay. The other thing is, too, as I had spoken with Ed, the earlier Bearcat models, the 220XLT and the 230XLT, pre-trunk tracker models, in the police service search, they cover 800 megahertz. But oddly enough, the trunk tracker, which its main feature is 800, in the police search, it does not cover 800 frequencies. The pre-programmed search stops at 512, which is kind of crazy, but I don't know why they did that, but I don't know. Also, some of these radios that have pre-programmed search, the 350A, the trunk tracker, handheld, which has it, as does the Radio Shack sister radio, along with the some other radios, like the 178XLT, and there are a couple other handhelds that have it. In some instances, including the Radio Shack radios, which have pre-programmed search, like the 2050, I believe it is, the base trunk, there's quite a difference in the programming with some of these radios. You have to go through the program searches to realize what the differences are. Some of the later models, including the trunk tracker handheld, the 150 channel, actually omit certain segments in the 460 region, which was noted in a product review that if you're in Chicago and you want to listen to Chicago PD or do a search, that you're going to find 460 megahertz to 463 or something like that is going to be omitted from the search, which is kind of unusual, but that's the story. Let's drop 1 second. And 2VRA. With the 358 is no keyboard, as you know, and with the 708 is no keyboard. So the way you program it, simply you have to find the frequency during a band search or through a pre-program mode, and press program, and you're going to like mimic and copy what you see on the screen. Channel indicator will come up, and you have a choice of 50 channels to program, which is in a private bank. There's a private bank of 20. In the fire emergency bank, you can program 10, and in the police emergency bank, you can program 20, so you have a total of 50. But the one thing that the 350A has going for it is that if you do travel to an area of unknown frequencies, can take this radio along, and I'll tell you, from my own past experience, you will find a lot of activity with this radio. The pre-programmed search program that's in the 350A is excellent, and it does cover all those omitted frequencies in the later radio. So it's a good buy, and you can still find them for about $99. They're still around, even though Uniden hasn't made the radio in 5 years. So, Ed, I don't know if that was any use to you or whatever, but let me turn it back to you. Maybe let me drop it 1 second. I have those Brookhaven trunking repeater frequencies. I'll put them out. Drop. Okay, there's only 5 frequencies, the Brookhaven trunking system, and they all end in 3625. They all end in dot 3625. Very simple, 861 to 865. So we go 861.3625, 862.3625, 863.3625, 864.3625, and 865.3625. The type 1 system, and you're going to use fleet map E1, E2, Echo 1, Papa 2, and you will come up with IDs that are different than the Suffolk County system. Instead of whole numbers, you're going to get three digits, and then you're going to see a dash, and then you'll see one or two digits. And that's what a Type 1 system looks like. KC2AYC and 2VRA.